doesn't matter if one person hears my song or a million people hear my song, but the most important thing is that my song is shared.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creators, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining me from Canada. I have got Tara McLean in the house. Tara, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
I would love to. How are you, Jules?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to share you with our Unconventional Lifers, Unconventional Life family. I was actually on Facebook, maybe it was a few weeks ago, and a friend who's been to a few Unconventional Lives shared this post that Tara wrote, which was all about, you know, her vulnerability, her storytelling of her life. And I saw it and I'm like, this woman is amazing. And for those of you that don't know her, she is an internationally renowned and award-winning recording and touring artist over the last 20 years. Also the mom of three kids. And I know you were originally discovered on one of the Gulf Island ferries. And that's how you ended up getting, you know, signed with Network Music Group back in 1996. And I know you've had so many different record deals, and you have been, you know, nominated for a Juno Award. You just received the SOCAN Songwriter of the Year Award for your single Ghosting Me as the solo recording of the year on your latest album, Deeper. And so I know you've just been widely recognized for, you know, the work that you've been doing. But in addition, you know, you're also writing screenplays, you're out there, you know, we were just talking about COVID and how art has played a role in that. And you're an activist, a Zen student, yoga practitioner, like I think all the things in this theme of trust and how do we stay in alignment and just, you know, accept and surrender to the flow of life is something I so got when I read your post. So I'm excited to welcome you to the show and fill in any gaps that I might have, you know, left out. But Unconventional Lifers, we are in for a real treat today. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. What an introduction. That's like the best intro I've ever gotten, I'm pretty sure.
Yay. Yeah. So to give our listeners a little bit about, you know, I know I just shared a bit, but, you know, especially that post, one of the things that I loved about it is just, I just felt like I got it was such a unique way to meet you. I feel like so often in life, you know, we're taught to lead with, these are the things that I do, and these are my accolades, and these are the impressive things. And all of that is so true for you. But then there's like, who's the human? And then there's also like, what is it really like being you? And I'd love for you maybe just to share a little bit about your journey or maybe some of the things in the post, just so our listeners kind of get the sense of the world that you come from. And then ultimately how that frame informs, you know, your art and then the things that you create in the world.
Wow. Okay. Well, that post was something that did come to me a couple of weeks ago in a yoga class. I was standing Modo yoga, as a hot yoga, the yoga I practice, and I was in front of the mirror, and all of a sudden, I just had all of these memories cascading. I'm, you know, 46 years old, and I was just looking at myself, and I realized that I'd come to this place of peace with my heart, with my body, with my life. And it just shocked me that I was there. You know, so many times we stand in front of the mirror and there is just so much that we pick apart and that we don't approve of and that we are at war with. And all of a sudden these realizations from my life of how I got here showed up. And a lot of them had to do with the places that I had been wounded. A lot of them had to do with places that I'd stumbled and, or been, you know, and been hurt. And so, or been told lies or told myself untruths. And so, yeah, it was just a really beautiful moment. And I really wanted to share it. So I came home and I wrote the post. And then I sent it to my girlfriend, who said, you have to post this right away. It gave me chills. And I think women especially need to hear it. She said, people need to hear this, but especially women. Because as a woman in this world, you know, it's an intense place to be. I mean, it's intense for everybody, but just in terms, especially being in the arts and being in the public eye and being on camera and the beauty myth of it all. And so that's what that particular post was about. And so I was very honest. I decided, okay, I'm just going to tell the stories of the ways that the wounds had happened, because I felt like I would be speaking to a lot of hearts that had also been wounded in the same way, because what I really want to be is inspiring. And to realize I'd finally gotten to that place of peace with my body and myself, I thought, oh, okay, I need to share this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it is something too, and some of, you know, listeners, maybe we'll link this up in our show notes on our website at unconventionallifeshow.com if we want to, you know, see the post. And I know you actually got a book agent from the post as well. So coming back to the moment in the yoga room where you like feel something and you're like, wow, here's this deep reflection and this deep contemplation, and then being moved into take inspired action, write the post, yeah. Share it with your girlfriend, allow that confirmation to then, you know, hit send. And then here we are in this conversation. And then here's the book agent, all the ripple, right? Just to highlight the way things can work when we take inspired, aligned action, I think is so important. And also just your vulnerability and sharing that. And I'm curious, like in your story, you know, if our listeners were a fly on the wall in the life of Tara, you know, what are a few things that they would have seen that you feel like really have informed the person that they're hearing from, you know, in this moment? And, you know, ultimately of art, and we can get more into that later, but a few of those snapshots that they would have seen as a fly on the wall.
Unconventional lifers, are you ready to take your life and business to the next level? Come join us in Patagonia this December for a total solar eclipse. We have rented out a private piece of land overlooking the river, overlooking the volcanoes, with different hot springs, stages, and various other things for a 5-day business and life accelerator. If you are ready to make 2020 and 2021 the year that you said yes to yourself, head over to entrepreneurship.voyage/Patagonia to get all the details. Hope to see you there.
Sure. I mean, if I were to, the first things that come to mind for those moments of significance that sort of formed me and my path would be, you know, I was raised completely in nature, off grid. And so my, you know, my first 5 years of my life, I was just this little naked wildling out in the woods. And my father, my parents were very spiritual. My mother was an actor. My father was a singer-songwriter. And so music and art have always been a part of my life. So that's a really big thing that happened. But there was also, you know, on the heels of that, I was exposed to a lot of addiction and violence, and sort of the falling apart of this utopian dream, which, you know, led to, you know, a lot of dangerous situations. And so, and which then eventually, of course, you know, led to, you know, behavior that might not have been the healthiest, into stepping into incredible realizations and enlightenment, you know, enlightened moments of just complete gratitude for every single thing. And I feel like that is sort of what defines me at the moment, is this sense of like forgiving myself, forgiving others for everything that's happened, and realizing that I want to live a life of service and just be grateful for everything that happens, especially the pain, especially the hard stuff. So I had, you know, songwriting has always been there, and it has led me to so many incredible places and so many beautiful opportunities that I just still can't believe my life when I look at it. And, you know, just the constant rising and rising and rising, using the gift of music. That's kind of the best way I can describe it, and you know, and never giving up, you know, always believing that there's more to offer, and to keep digging for it, you know, going into that deep reservoir of creativity in order to bring something magical to the world.
Yeah, I love that. And I think so many of our listeners like have that reservoir, and then through their own upbringing, like you said, it was like, you know, with, you know, you had the songwriting influence, but then you also had the other side of it, and, you know, being exposed to that, but also being in the woods and, you know, all the things that inform you, I think, but then trying to, you know, take those components or those passions, like with the songwriting, and then how to actually create an outlet or a structure that they can exist in the world. And, you know, I'm curious, at the moment you're like, as I said in the introduction, you're on the Gulf Island ferry singing with some friends, and then, you know, these two employees kind of discover you. Like, what was happening in your life, and particularly the conversation, like, for people now that are listening to this, that are like, man, I have something in me that I want to do. Or like, God, I want to, you know, with my music or with my art, or, you know, man, I'm like working in this job. If I could only have a structure to integrate that, like how, you know, I know being discovered is part of it, but I know you keep putting in the consistent work that has you getting the recognition, that has you consistently creating the opportunities. So how do you do both of those things, and any advice or perspective you can share with our listeners for those that have their own version inside of them that hasn't come out to fruition yet, that are like, man, she's doing it, but how can I connect to my own version of that?
Well, my dad told me, you know, if you're not out there doing it, no one is going to hear you. So you can sit in, you know, your room and write your songs, but you need to put yourself out there. And it's vulnerable, like putting out your art or your creativity or your work. It's a very vulnerable thing. And so I just learned to just do it. And so that day that I was on the ferry, I was going through a really, really hard breakup. I was working as an activist, environmental activist, sort of protecting some old growth forest in British Columbia. I had just gone to jail for protesting. I spent 2 weeks in jail. And while I was in there, I was just writing about my experience. And so I think the most important thing is with your art is to fully express yourself, because the only thing that can make you unique is your own voice, right? Like you don't think from the outside in. What do people want? Like, think what's coming out, what's pouring out from inside yourself, and then people just will notice. And I always had the idea that it doesn't matter if one person hears my song or a million people hear my song, but the most important thing is that my song is shared. So that to me, you know, but I had to work really hard. You know, I work really hard to write the song. I work hard to be a strong singer and musician. But then the sharing, once I'm in front of people, it's an effortless experience. It's so beautiful. So I guess I would say to people who are trying to figure out how to share it, I think one of the best books that I ever read was Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Yeah, it's such a good one.
Oh, she's so great, right? And yeah. She talks about working like a farmer, like on your work. You know, you show up and you work. But then there's the big magic that happens as well. And so I think that day, on that sunny day, on that ferry, I was wide open. And all that mattered was singing a song to the beautiful day. And it was like a moment of exaltation. It was a moment of just, you know, here I am, I have a bit of a broken heart, I'm trying to mend the world, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can, but what I really need to do is just sing, because singing is what I am. So be what you are and work hard at it.
Yeah, I love that. Be what you are and work hard at it. And what do you think about, you know, I know that was so long ago, back in, you know, what, 1995, 96, yeah, that one day on the boat. Yeah. Yes, so many years ago. And so, like, you know, you've seen the evolution of stuff, I, you know, imagine, especially in the industry and how things are. And what do you find is true now about, you know, sharing, you know, your art? And yeah, I know you just wrote a song during COVID, which actually Unconventional Lifers, we're going to play a snippet of that just a little bit later, of the song that Tara wrote. But what do you think is working now? And if someone has art or music specifically that they want to get out, like, what have you noticed in the shift of all these years? And where would you say someone now should go into the entry point?
That's a really great question, because I did come of age in the music business at the time of big expense accounts and major labels and development deals, when there was money in the music business before downloading, when people actually bought CDs and records, and it was an incredible time. There was a lot of money, and I would make music videos for thousands and thousands of dollars, you know. and at the same time, then there was always the middle person between you and your music getting out into the world. And then, thanks to technology and to, you know, the home studio and to downloading, we now have, you know, anyone can make a record and put it out. And so it really is hard to know exactly how to do it. There's just so many avenues now. It's not, it used to be just, you got a record deal, the record company and your manager put you out on the road, and you had a video on MTV and you got on the radio and then you know, that was the way it was. And anything is possible now. Except we're at the time of COVID, we are, you know, touring, which was where a lot of the money was, is now gone.
Yeah.
Touring is really, really hard. I mean, you know, you're, you know, just now going to be doing some live playing, and I've just done a few shows and I have a few shows, but I had 18 months worth of contracts canceled.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really tough time in that way. So we all have to pivot and be creative and find ways to keep creating. But the most important thing is to put it out there, to get it out on the streaming sites, to get it to, you know, I would say, you know, some kind of video. Video is such an incredible way to reach people in shareable snippets for social media, and getting really working on your social media strategies. Find people who are really, really good at that, and find your brand. You know, who are you? What do you have to offer? And really just drill that down and figure out, you know, maybe who your audience is, and try and find them. Like, it's hard because I don't really have one route, because you just never know what's going to hit. And it's always been that way. Nobody ever knew what was going to hit. And we still don't know, but every now and then something amazing happens and a song finds its way into the mainstream, and then there's money attached to it, which is always
amazing. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I also know while you're doing this, you know, as we said before, you're also the mom of some incredible children who are also, I think, actors and actresses. Is that true as well?
My daughter, my oldest daughter, is an actor, and my middle child is an amazing singer, and my little one, she danced up a storm. So yeah, I've got three gorgeous girls.
Yeah. And I get curious, because, you know, oftentimes our listeners are like, well, what is this woman like doing? So you're managing, like, you know, their career. You're also like working with your own. You're also staying present. You know, I know you've been married the last 16 years. And so there's all these dynamics. And so, like, what do you do as your routine? One, to stay like sharp with your craft, right? So what, you know, practices do you do? And then what do you do to stay sharp as, like, you know, the total thing? Like, if we were to see, like, follow Tara along through her life a little bit, like, what are the components that you feel like really move the needle in terms of keeping you resourced and present?
Oh, well, hands down, my Zen meditation practice. That is my daily touchstone. Without that, and I have a teacher. I think having a teacher is really important, if you can find one, if you're ready. So meditation is the source that I go to for a lot of my centering, so that I can make space between, you know, an event happening and then my reaction to it. Yeah. And it's also a very quiet place where a lot of songs come up from. I have found that still point every day. I just try and touch that place where I'm calm. And then also exercise. You have to exercise in some way. I love practicing yoga. Fortunately, where we are in Canada at the moment, I can go to a studio. So that's wonderful. I love to run. And the secret key is time management. You know, powerful, powerful priority making and time management. And for me, it's lists. Like, I make lists, I get them done. And also time for myself, like contemplative time for myself with my coffee.
Yeah, so good. I love
and
all
time
that.
With friends too, right? Like, I mean, without your tribe of people, you kind of lose the plot. So that's definitely a big part of my life as well, in my day.
Yeah, so good. Well, I'm excited to share this song that you have written during COVID. And I know you did a co-write with it. So tell us a little bit about the song. And I know you also had an album that came out recently. So tell us kind of what's on the radar in your world, and what can our listeners come to expect?
Okay, well, I'm really excited about the new record. It's called Deeper, and it's the first one that I've produced. I had a co-producer, amazing guy named Dennis Ellsworth, and he helped me co-write it. But it's the first one where I was really at the helm. All through my life in music, there was always someone else who felt they had the right to tell me, you know, what was the best, what my best choices would be musically. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, you realize, no, I know what sounds best. And so I'm really proud of this album. my heart and soul went into it. And yeah, I really hope people like it. And then it got released and got a lot of good radio play and support. And then one of my best friends, a woman named Catherine McClellan, who is a brilliant Canadian songwriter, Juno Award-winning songwriter. Her father is the famous Gene McClellan, who wrote Snowbird and a bunch of amazing gospel songs like Put Your Hand in the Hand. And her dad and my dad used to tour together. And so we grew up together. And then during COVID, we reached out to each other and we created a song. Wow. We wanted to speak to our own hearts that were breaking for the world and for what the world was going through. And we wanted to send some love out from our community to the world. And so we wrote a song called This Storm, and she recorded her part at her house and I recorded mine on my little computer and a little microphone. And then we put it together and voila, we have a little song.
Amazing. And you know, and I'm excited about Unconventional Life because we're going to play a clip of that here in just a moment. But when you think about the song and what it speaks to, and any just advice you've had in your own reflections and maybe even in the process of writing the song or co-writing it, because I think there's so many uncertain times right now and everyone's like, you know, is our life going to get back to normal? And at least in the States here, it feels like it keeps getting more challenging. I'm sure you probably get the headlines in Canada over there about our country, but our country is, that's a whole nother conversation. But there's so much uncertainty and around the world, we're all facing it in our own way. And so any, you know, ways you've come to either think or frame this time and just perspective that you might be able to offer, advice that you might be able to offer and how you're getting through it. And then maybe that opens up in the song, but how other people who, you know, might've lost 18 months of contracts or whatever their version of it is, keep moving.
Yes. That's a really great question. I would say, you know, for me, it's about just got really being guided by my heart and using this time to find the silver linings with everything. Like as we spoke about before, having gratitude for everything, even the hard stuff. And this is a powerful time in the world. I mean, especially in the United States, it's wild to watch it, especially from Canada, what's going on there. But there's also this rising right at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's to continually be aware of the things that are being born at the same times where other things are falling into ruin. Like what is being born? Always look for what is alive and what is shining, because life has all, growing up in the woods, I always knew life was fierce and brutal and difficult as it was beautiful and powerful and miraculous. So always try, you know, I'm not a big fan of, oh, we're just going to think positively and everything will go away. It's more like, let's realize that, you know, that everything, there's always a silver lining with every single thing. And so, and just digging deep inside of ourselves and finding out what we have to offer the world right now, because the world really needs us to be real. It really needs us to, stop messing around and really, really be a part of the solution.
Yeah. Well said on that. And I also think it's why for me, truth, I think more than anything else and being present to what is in ourself and our words, coming back to your posts, coming back to the songs that I feel like it's what the world is calling forth right now. It is a greater degree of it, of calibration. And so I think it's a both and with that, we're going to play this clip it for you as we start to close out the interview here on Crunch Lifers. But for those that want to check out the new album, that want to follow along more on your journey, on your writing, I know you also have a screenplay that you're working on as well, which is super cool. What's the best way for people to stay in touch and to follow along and to check everything out?
Sure. Well, any of the social media platforms, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And then, of course, there is my website, which is TaraMcLeanMusic.com. And I thank you, Jules, for being so inspiring. I love the podcast and I'm so grateful to be on it. Thank you.
Amazing. Unconventional Lifers, you can head over to unconventionallifeshow.com to get all of the show notes. We'll put all of Tara's Instagram, social media, all that, along with this video clip for the song that we are about to go hear. So thank you so much, Tara, and Unconventional Lifers. Enjoy the song. We'll have more coming at you all soon.
Thank you.
Spinning round and round. Together in each other.